A year ago, we were in the middle of the Gulf War. Before that, there was Vietnam and Korea. But for Hollywood, the great romantic war remains World War II, which is the setting for the new Melanie Griffith, Michael Douglas film, Shining Through. Film critic Stephen Schiff had a look.
What this movie really wants to be is Notorious, the superb romance about star-crossed spies fighting the Nazis that Alfred Hitchcock made in 1946. Unfortunately, Melanie Griffith is no Ingrid Bergman, and Michael Douglas is no Cary Grant. And above all, writer-director David Seltzer is no Hitchcock. In fact, far from being a great suspense stylist, Seltzer has no style at all. And yet, in some ways, that doesn't matter. Shining Through is full of rich-looking crowd scenes and terrific period costumes and sets, and it's packed to the gills with plot. Melanie Griffith plays Linda Voss, a 40s version of her character in Working Girl, the sexy secretary who's smarter than her fluttering eyelashes and boopsy little voice make you think she is. She's working for Ed Leland, played by strong, silent Michael Douglas. He at first seems to be just a high-powered lawyer, but turns out to be an American spy master, running secret agents into Germany to foil the Nazis. Linda and Ed have an on-again, off-again love affair that soon grows tiresome and then downright confusing, but just in time, Ed discovers he needs a new spy to place in the home of a powerful Nazi named Drescher. It seems that Drescher keeps some secret plans in his study. If only we could get at them. "Let me go," says Linda. "I speak perfect working-class German." "Silly girl," say the spy masters. That's when Linda shows up at Ed's house in the middle of the night with her secret weapon, an armful of warm strudel.
"Ed, I want you to taste my strudel, the way my grandmother taught me to make it, and my apple compote. She taught me to cook German style, the way my grandfather likes it. And I could cook for 50 if I had to, 5 courses, the way they do it in Berlin. And on nights when they didn't have people over, I could bring tea and strudel up to the Drescher's study and put a little schnapps in the tea so that Horst and Hedda would get tired and could retire early, and I could be left alone in the study to clean up. This is not about you and me, damn it. I want to do something important with my life."
"You know what you're getting yourself into, Linda?"
"Yeah, the war."
Now, if that doesn't sound like quite enough reason for a young secretary to throw herself into the midst of Nazi intrigue, let alone for her boss and lover to let her, well, there's not enough reason for anything that happens in Shining Through. The movie zips from one amazing coincidence to another while Michael Kamen's score pours on the soup. Amidst all this overheated preposterousness, you might even miss the sound of your own jaw dropping. You want emotion-drenched parting scenes full of deathless dialogue? Come and get it.
"It's not the right time for us. I don't want you to be waiting. I don't want to be either of us worrying."
"But Ed, what's a war for? To hold on to what we love."
If that sounds like the sort of exchange you might expect between Leslie Nielsen and Priscilla Presley in a Naked Gun movie, well, Shining Through does come queasily close to the realm of unintentional spoof. By the time Linda is making her escape through the deserted streets of war-torn Berlin in high heels, an evening gown, and a velvet cape, Shining Through has turned into the sort of film Pedro Almodovar might have made. Half high camp, half low soap opera, all of it swooning with admiration for the kind of plucky babe who can save the world without smearing her mascara. Still, you can't hate a movie like this. Shining Through may be a loser, but the poor thing is pedaling as fast as it can.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.